Ό,τι καλύτερο βρε παιδιά, λάτε να πάρετε. Δωματάρες, ε!
One of the pleasures of Athens is the weekly laiki, or street market. Most areas of the city have them, and this morning is the turn of Kolonaki, an upscale area in the city centre, but where people come from all around. But here, as everywhere in Greece, the financial crisis has been keenly felt. Business is down, and the economy is very much on shoppers' minds as they prepare to vote in this election. I'm with Artemis, a freelance copy editor from the area, who's doing her weekly shop. She'd rather not give her surname. Artemis, why did you choose to come to the market to do your shopping?
Well, it's a lot cheaper than supermarkets, and around noon, when they start packing up, they tend to reduce prices so you can get bargains.
And so you deliberately choose to come later?
Yeah, I do, because you can save a lot, and you can still get very, you know, fine produce, why not?
What's on your list today?
Let's see. Fruit, tomatoes, lettuce, pumpkin, and some of this lovely Greek mountain tea. I definitely stroll around shops first and scan prices, kind of compare them in my mind, and only buy later. So I hardly ever buy on impulse. Few people can afford that, I suppose, now. The selection of dairy products I buy, cheese in particular, is a bit more limited now because cheese is a lot really expensive in this country. They're almost the same price as in Britain. We need tomatoes. I'm going to buy them from there. £1.50 per kilo, which is, I suppose, is a good price for.
So that's about £1.10 per kilo, I guess.
Καλημέρα. Να πάρω ντομάτα.
So they weighed.
1 kilo, 1.5 euro.
Ευχαριστώ πολύ. Γεια σας. It's a joy. You come to the market and you feel rich. You have this abundance of fruit and veg around you, and especially around 2 in the afternoon when prices are down, you just think, oh, well, yeah, I can afford that. That's, you know, it's not that bad. So there's a feel-good factor.
The pleasure of walking through this market is the different smells you get from the fresh fruits on one side, the flowers that are being sold. Here's one stall with herbs, coriander.
My name is Maria. Our business are going very bad because the taxes are very high.
So have the customers gone down?
Of course they have gone down. Wages are not the same, their pensions are not the same, and they're trying to get the cheapest things. We hope that something is going to change. How the things are now, we don't see any future. If Syriza comes in power, maybe something will change. Before, at the end of the month, we save some money, maybe 100 euro.
100 euros to spare?
Yes.
And now?
Now maybe nothing.
So this is the typical Greek stall. It's just a fantastic array of olives and honey and spices. Μπορώ δοκιμάξω ένα. I'm going to try. Fantastic juicy olive, and it's so ripe. And just behind the olive bowl is a little campaign program for Syriza. Σας ενδιαφέρον? Is it interesting for you, Syriza?
Θέλω αλλαγή.
You want things to change.
Everywhere I go, the same message. The butcher, Tassos, tells me business is down by 30% and they need to try something new. Next door is the pharmacy. With fewer people able to afford health insurance, customers try to save money on medication. The crisis has hit healthcare, a vital public service squeezed. The pharmacist is Aphrodite Argidou.
People, they need their medicine, but sometimes they have difficulty in buying it.
Even on important, essential medication?
Yes, the people come to the pharmacy for advice, but they can't buy.
They can't afford?
No.
Do they take a sort of cheaper version of the drug?
Sometimes cheaper version, and they try to take the less thing to feel better, like medicine with no prescription.
Back on the street, Artemis tells me it's not just at the market where she tries to cut costs.
I'm definitely paranoid about leaving lights on because electricity is quite expensive. In fact, we don't have any central heating. We haven't had any for the last 3 years, I think. Nobody is prepared to pay bills, and the house manager just said, I'm just not going to have any central heating.
As she packs up her stall, orange seller Iliana sings to herself. The lyrics, I'll be fine as long as I have love. The streets of Athens tell the story of this crisis. Whoever wins today will govern a wounded nation, still trying to understand how it's fallen so far, so fast. Τα φώτα σβήσε στα όνειρα.